The first reading is a reading from the book of Malachi. You have defied me in word, says the Lord. Yet you ask, what have we spoken against you? You have said it is vain to serve God, and what we do profit by keeping his command, and going about in penitential dress in awe of the Lord of hosts. Rather must we call the proud blessed, for indeed evildoers prosper, and even tempt God with impunity. Then they who fear the Lord spoke with one another, and the Lord listened attentively. And a record book was written before him of those who fear the Lord and trust in his name. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, my own special possession on the day I take action. I will have compassion on them, as a man has compassion on his son who serves him. Then you will again see the distinction between the just and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. For lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when the proud and the evildoers will stumble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But you who fear my name, there will arise the sun of justice with its healing rays. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, do not bother me, the door has already been locked and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up and give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so again, today we see how the Father, the God of the universe, your Father, my Father, who loves us, will give us the Spirit of God and good things if we ask him, because he is our Father. You see, the first reading, it talks about the wicked who think they're going to do everything without God, and the just. And the just, it says, he will treat them with compassion as a father treats his son with compassion. You and I got to realize more and more that God is our Father. That he loves you, that he loves me, that he wants to give us things that are good. That's why he created us, just to love us. And we got to stay with him, trust in him, believe that he is a good, good Father, as the song says. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.